You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We are spending a full hour talking with a fascinating intellectual, analyst, commentator, pundit, I guess, a woman of extraordinary acumen where it comes to the forces that are so much at work in our society that we're probably not as aware they're operating as we need to be, especially to the extent they're operating to the detriment of our freedoms. She is Stella Morabito. She is a senior contributor at The Federalist and has recently written an extraordinary three-part series in The Federalist in which she talks about what happens to freedom, how it ultimately is taken down by communists thanks to techniques like propaganda and political correctness, something that she's focused keenly upon. Stella, tell us a little bit about what propaganda is in the sense that you're using that term.
Okay. Well, propaganda, you can find a lot of different definitions of it. I include my own definition, and I can't remember word for word here, but in one of the pieces. And it's just basically the means by which power elites condition people through psychological manipulation to get with the program, to get with an agenda. And political correctness, of course, is, it's a tool of propaganda. What's a little bit different about that is the extent to which it penetrates human relationships. Political correctness, when you experience that fear of saying something that you're afraid somebody else will, take offense or smear you, or, you can't just speak openly about things that are pretty innocent a lot of times because you fear that social rejection that might come with your self-expression. So what political correctness really is doing there is basically meddling in all human relationships, like neighbor to neighbor, coworker to coworker, or among friends or associates. It's a very anti-friendship, anti-conversation, because once that spiral of silence, that's when you start invoking self-censorship, once the self-censorship takes hold and people are afraid to talk to one another openly, their viewpoint is less and less in public discourse. And of course, it creates the illusion that there is, another viewpoint that's in ascendance or has taken hold. And so it's really a very dangerous propaganda tool that's used to separate people. And when I say separate, I mean separate them just on that very core, basic one-on-one relationship level. And I'm just going to add one more thing there. Václav Havel, who was the Czech president, but before that, a freedom fighter in the Soviet, in Soviet Czechoslovakia, wrote an essay called The Power of the Powerless. And he talked about how the real power of all people really lies in what he called the hidden sphere. That's private life, your one-on-one personal relationships. And I believe that that is really the big prize of power elites, to control all, one-on-one personal relationships. They already have the media, they already have, academia, and they have, all the other outlets of communication, Hollywood and so forth, most of it. And but those are just means to a larger end, which is to capture our one-on-one personal relationships. And you look at the most extreme form of this, like in North Korea, and that's what you have. You have all this social distrust and this, real enforced conformity.
Yeah. Even between parents and their children who've been brainwashed into not trusting each other. Yeah. Stella, let me turn to one of the other terms that you've used, and I know there's a lot of different meanings to this, but give us yours for the term political correctness.
Well, it's actually more of a form of subtle agitation, that comes out of propaganda, where people are basically cowed into self-censoring or worse, pretending they believe something they don't really believe in order to avoid social punishment or gain social rewards. And I believe that's all caused by, I mean, the main reason people do that is just out of that primal human fear of being socially rejected and isolated. It's very powerful. Power mongers have learned how to manipulate that fear, and they're doing it all over the place, you know, college campuses, everywhere.
But it really was an instrument of this sort of march through the institutions, wasn't it? It was designed to, by Mao, I guess, to enforce this kind of conformity and submission, if you will, to the party or the elite or, you know, the people in power at the very least.
Oh, yeah. No, I think Herbert Marcuse was the one who just really got political correctness to take off, you know, in that sense. He was one of the, you know, kind of the Frankfurt School. If you read Michael Walsh's book, The Devil's Pleasure Palace, a lot of that whole critical theory thing is laid out about the march through the institutions. You know, in my pieces, you know, I start by just kind of trying to sketch out six phases that you go through. And the first phase would be laying the groundwork. I'll just mention the others.
Develop each of them in turn. Just let's go through them in turn. But start at the beginning.
Well, if we have time for that, that's great. So laying the groundwork is really what we're talking about. That is a means to one of the later phases, which is consolidating takeover of the institutions. But laying the groundwork is, you know, a generational process. It basically is about making sure that as many minds as possible are closed to reason and more influenced by emotion or by propaganda. And so in order to lay that groundwork, there's a lot of things that happen, aside from the mass bureaucracy of life, that, you know, where we have all this polarization and dependency in our society right now. It also happens, especially through the, educational institutions, in which independent thought is basically disabled. And it's disabled through not just educational fads that I believe cultivate ignorance and shun content knowledge, which is so critical to really putting things into context. I mean, if you can't study history or you can't, the realities of history, the events, the things that actually happened, if you can't study history or the classics of literature, you can't really put into context our common humanity, that individuals share a common humanity. And when you can't do that, and you're supposed to be able to do that, that's basically what universities are supposed to be all about. And with a takeover, the opposite has happened, you know, and you see this now in the absolute cult mindset of so many students on campuses, where they've lost the capacity to think independently, to think for themselves. They have this garbage term called critical thinking. I'm sorry, I know that a lot of people like that term, but I've come to personally despise it as something that has been hijacked by the other side.
Well, this is the key point, is the hijacking of terms is very much part of the political correctness and propagandizing, which is, as you've described, I think so well, Stella Morabito, the object and purpose of those who seek to crush freedom. We're going to talk more about all of this with Stella in the next segment, and more importantly, perhaps, how this next couple of stages is evident in our own society as rather far advanced. That and more straight ahead.